4. Brielle. When I wake Sunday morning, it's early. The sky's still black and my sheets are drenched with sweat. I take a raspy breath, but my chest feels tight, like my ribs are closing ranks. My heart presses against them, crowded. It's the first nightmare I've had in months. The twilight morn paints smears of color on my wall. I stare at them, trying to remember the details, but everything's fuzzy. A girl, her clothes torn, her skin burnt. And fear. So much fear. Shadows walk like men across my ceiling and a shiver runs the length of my spine. The girl wasn't alone, but with my waking eyes, I can't recall anything more. After another minute, I roll onto my stomach and press my hands beneath my pillow. The halo's gone. I reach for my side table, feeling with my fingers. I drop to the floor, my quilt tangled about my legs. My knee falls on something hard, something hot. I feel it through the blanket. I must have knocked the halo to the floor. Before the nightmare? Or during? I don't know. I shift and pull it from beneath my knee. There's not much light to be found. Not much light for the halo to grab and reflect. But it seems to have found every bit of it. I slide it beneath my pillow and climb back onto the bed. The minute my head hits the pillow, colors swirl on the insides of my eyelids. Red and orange, blue and green, purple. Again and again, lulling, mesmerizing me until at last I'm asleep. This time I don't dream. But I don't sleep long either. A couple hours at most. When I wake, it's to the sound of the Beach Boys and the smell of bacon. Dad's singing, which should really never happen. He drums dual spatulas on my quilt-covered bum for 98 seconds solid before his rendition of Surfer Girl gets so bad I lose count. I curl into a ball, hoping to burrow through my mattress to a place where there are no singing, drumming lumberjacks. But he's incorrigible. Stop drumming. Stop, stop, stop. I'll get up. I will.